According to unsealed court documents, Donald Well found an error in the way his employer was calculating government reimbursements while auditing the company's reimbursement program in 2004. Well worked for Caremark PCS, which is a pharmacy benefit management company. Basically, insurance companies, unions, and others pay them to manage the prescription portion of health plans. So let's say you qualify for Medicaid, but you're also on a private insurer. Maybe your spouse's job covers you. Regardless, you're what's called dual eligible. And if you go to fill a prescription, your private insurer must pick up the tab. The government, by law, is an insurer of last resort. But sometimes that isn't how it goes. You flash your Medicaid card, the pharmacy charges Medicaid. And then months later, the government comes back to Caremark with a request for reimbursement, since they should have paid the bill in the first place. Well, let's say your pills were $100, minus a $20 copay. When the feds come back and say, okay, Caremark, how much benefit is available for reimbursing us?
Even though they really had a $100 benefit less a copay of $20, they would process the claim as if their benefit was the $80 that Medicaid paid. And they would, but from that, they would take off the $20. So they were basically making $20 off the transaction.
And according to Glenn Grossenbacher, one of Donald Wells' attorneys, this skimming went on for a long time. Court documents allege since the early 90s. Grossenbacher says that Well told his bosses, and they didn't do anything to fix it. So after leaving the company in 2006, he filed suit under the False Claims Act, which allows individuals to sue on behalf of the United States government. It's called a Qui Tam case, and it allows the whistleblower a portion of the settlement. In Donald Wells' case, that's about $1 million of a $6 million settlement. While the court documents allege willful dishonesty and fraud, Caremark, which is now CVS Health, denies any wrongdoing, and in a statement to TPR says they settled to avoid protracted litigation in the seven-year-old case. Caremark CVS Health also settled a similar case last December dealing with Medicaid reimbursements, with a different whistleblower, for $4 million. That one had been going on for 14 years. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.